Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Yutes of Masechtas Beya. Some of the topics we learned about today include the concept of Harav Shemesh, nightfall, and how that relates to the Tahara process for a person or a Kli that was Tamei and was Toivled. The Karbanos of every Chag, which include the Eilis Re'iyah, the Shamei Chagiga, and the Shamei Simcha, and various laws related to sacrificing these Karbanos on Yom Tov. The Isser of Baal Ta'achar, and the three-way machloikis as to how much time must elapse before one is over this lav. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learned about include chabura. In order to eat from the Karban Pesach, one must be appointed to a pre-designated group of people with whom he will be eating his karban. This group is called the chabura. Smicha refers to the mitzvah for a person to place his hands and lean with all his might on the head of his sacrifice before it is slaughtered, and is performed on every karban yachad of a behema, as stated in the Torah, v'samach yadoi al resh karbane. Baal ta'achar. If one makes a pledge to bring a karban or another nedavah to the base of Mikdash, he may not delay fulfilling the pledge. If three yom tevim pass from the time he makes his pledge without the pledge being fulfilled, he has transgressed the law of loy sa'ach l'shalmei. There's a machlikas in our Gemara as to how to properly calculate these three regalim in order to be in violation of this Isser.